Now we have an emergency triple team traffic situation. 7:39. Back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, a crash on southbound 215 to West Bell, right after the 700 North on ramp, but just before I-80. They've just reopened all three lanes on the main flow. Plus, the on ramp is now getting by without having being forced onto the main flow before the regular merge point, and that's helping things. Now, unfortunately, the delay is already stretching back into Davis County on Legacy and 215, all the way back to Redwood Road on the north end, and that's affecting drivers on the main flow of I-15, which from Parish Lane in Centerville now all the way into Salt Lake City is in a mixture of slow and go and stop and go traffic because a lot of people who would normally switch to I-215 are staying on the main flow. Eric?
As for the I-15 northbound trek from Provo to downtown, you got a little bit of slowing at Lehigh's Main Street, but you're right back up to speed. The major slowing happens as you go past Point of the Mount before you get to 146 South exit, and that's a bit of slowing. It's not just a little bit. It goes all the way up to 114 South before you gradually start getting back up to speed. By the time you get to the south interchange, you're pretty much at normal speeds. But we do have southbound slowing also as you go south of the south interchange through Midvale. Heather?
If you're coming out of Magna, the 201 freeway getting pretty heavy and slow right now between 8400 and 7200 west, and it remains pretty heavy the rest of the way into Salt Lake. On the east side belt, you are stop and go now as you approach Highland Drive exit. Make that curve heading north all the way up to 45th South. That's pretty much due to construction. Join Michael McLean and cast for the 25th anniversary tour of The Forgotten Carols. Critics call it the ultimate family event. Shows in Ogden, Salt Lake, Heber, and Orem. Visit ForgottenCarols.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.